December 25th, 6 BC, Archangel Gabriel announced to Maria, known as Mary, that she would be impregnated by the Holy Spirit, the Son of God. August 7th, 5 BC, another announcement our angel gave to Maria. His name shall be called Jesus. September 5th, B.C., Archangel Gabriel and I announced to the child being born. A child is being born right now, Jesus, the Savior of the world, as the angels praise and glorify this Son. So be it.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Mild he lay,
Son of God, the Ancient of Days has brought forth the Holy Child, the Ancient of Time. Greetings and Merry Christmas rurally from the Shangri-La, Thailand and throughout the world. The ancient scriptures proclaim Christ our King has come. And quoting from the ancient scriptures of the book of St. John, the first chapter in the original text. This text is the Swedish God translation that you will find up in the heaven from the throne of Jehovah, the Father of Jesus Christ. Before the universe ever began, and before every existing creation, the Redeemer of the world, the living Word was, is, shall be Jesus the Christ. The Supreme Son of God, Jesus Christ, came before anything else existed and was alive and was with the Father, Jehovah. This living Son is the living Redeemer of the world, and through Him all things were made. All things were made by Jesus Christ. All things were made through Jesus Christ. All things were made for Jesus Christ. All men were made of Jesus Christ. Nothing was made without Jesus Christ. And with Jesus Christ, He received the full power of the glory of the Father because He came to earth as a child. And through Jesus Christ, the Divine One, all men can be saved. All men can be redeemed. And the Word was made flesh. And the flesh being Jesus Christ dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory of the Father as the glory of the only begotten Son of God. And this living job, Jesus Christ, became the Redeemer of the world. And through Jesus Christ, all humans can be saved. And what shall we liken the kingdom of God like? When you look into the heavens, you see the glory of God. And all the kingdoms there are represent the glory of Jesus Christ. Look at the stars. Look at the planets. Look through the universe. And you will behold the glory of Jesus Christ. For behold, I come from the universe of love, and I bring greetings to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, all love manifests. Through Jesus Christ, all glory is manifested. Through Jesus Christ, zooms the light of Christ. Glory to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Glory to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The Son of the Most High, virgin birth by Maria, came forth in September the 27th, 5 B.C. Happy, glorified, Merry Christmas to the glory of Jesus, our Lord.
This is Son of God University, Jesus, baby. This is the Christmas program we was talking about. Believe me, you're going to want to listen to this. This is dynamic. We got about 20 million listening now. But, hey, you're going to want to tell somebody about this program. You've never heard it on planet Earth. The Vatican may have some text on it, a text here. But we're going to tell you the whole story. Starts with Maria, as far as we said before. Maria, known as Mary, she was walking impregnated by the Holy Spirit. And this spirit is Jesus, Jesus inside. It's the original. See, it was Jesus. Let's get into the name. But when the English guy, they didn't know how to say that E, so they took the E off of it. And they said Jesus. But the original is Jesus, baby. And so that's our email, Jesus. And that is a powerful name. Now, this Jesus was in her belly. And she was glowing with energy and fire. She was glowing, and she said she was pregnant with the Son of God, and they were saying, what? You haven't been with any man. So the energy was around her. The energy had to protect her because there's a lot of negative people, especially in the Jewish sect. They said, if you're not married and you're pregnant, something is wrong with that. But the divine intelligence around her protected her. And that intelligence was glowing with light. Matter of fact, people were getting healed by touching her stomach. People were bowed down and worshiping her as she walked through. Because she was, remember, this is the Son of God. This is God in the flesh in her belly. So you know it was some halo around her. Matter of fact, the clothes she wore was burning up. She had to get heavenly clothes from the heavens, from the angels. They had to give her special clothing because of the heat, because this is, she was in fire, invigorated with illuminated light, and that's heating up, and that's just heating up everywhere. And when she goes, she just glowed, and people just bowed down. People were, like I said, they were touching her stomach to get healed. They were, it was a little, people were just getting all kind of healings, you know, as she walked down the streets. So as it continued, people from all over the world, every part of the world, they knew about this Jesus. From Africa, India, Asia, the new ancient America, where Enoch was, where Enoch took his whole city up by praise and worship Jesus. Over in that great Puget Sound, all these beings knew about it. And they took a three to five years to get there. So they have to leave a long time. Because remember, they had horseback, they had ships. They didn't have the technology we have today. So it took them like four years to get there. And they're going, and some of them had the secret. They knew the name, Jesus. And some of them, as they concentrated and chant the name, they start levitating. And their hearts start levitating. And they got there quicker because that name is powerful. And so they were into the name. So that wasn't everybody, but it was some that was keen on the name. And they started to levitate. That's just like the Christmas story of St. Nicholas. See, St. Nicholas knew the power. And he started levitating his chariot, and he had some reindeers. That's not a fairy tale, like people think. He was so into Jesus Christ, he was glowing. And as he levitated, he loved to help the poor, the people he didn't have. And he went to the rooftops. They had the trees on the rooftop and delivered. We'll have to have a story about that. Just give you a little history on that. And so he started levitating, and he was going so much, he started putting mud on his face to try to cover the light. But you can't cover the light. The light's seeping through. But as we continue with this story, people from all over the world, 2 years, they started, and there was a bright light instead of the North Star. You could see that everywhere. And that was their guide. And believe it or not, Israel, just Israel, was covered with light. Now that's something. Israel only? Israel, all around its boundaries, was covered with that illuminated light coming from the North Stars and the planets. They were aligned certain ways, and all that illumination was coming down there. Just that. That was the Christ energy, the Christ light. You see in the sun today, the sun is like, it's bright white. It used to be yellow. That's the Christ light coming through. And it's coming through more and more and more. And that light was shining all around Israel, only on Israel's border. At night, it was dark on the other side. It was light there. That's something to behold. Only in Israel. Now, he was born September 27th. We celebrated on December 25th, which is okay. But we're giving you the original stuff. Like, you never probably heard this. You may have. But people was, like I said, 2 years ago, they were going. And they may have levitated, or the horse, ship, whatever. Millions. This is a world event. This is not no three wise men. This is a whole world, but everybody had ancient scrolls. Everybody from India, Africa, everybody had ancient scrolls. Asia, everybody knew about this Jah Jesus, this Jah Jesus. Everyone knew. It's not like, you know, people say Buddha. He's one of Jesus' sons, Krishna. It's not nothing like that. This is a whole world event. It's God coming in flesh. Illuminated God, who pleaded with the Father before time was done. He pleaded to come down here. The Father, to exaggerate, said, you don't want to go down with those heathens. Matter of fact, he was almost going to say no. Jesus had to convince him. And Jesus did. He said, I love these people. I'll do anything. I'll die for the blood. You need to see blood? I'll give them blood. I don't care what weaknesses they are. I'll die. I'll make the planet so hardcore, it can take all kinds of sins. That's why it's no planet like this in the universe. It's hard rock. Everything is translucent in the other worlds and stuff. This is so hard as rock. That's why it's like this. It can take all kinds of sin. Your bodies can take all kinds of sin. You see people drugged up and everything. It can take everything here. Jesus knows what he's doing. He made the body. It can do anything. He did that. That's why he's glorified. That's why the Father, Allah, Jehovah, gave it to Jesus. He gave it to him. You know why? Because he's the one that created all this. He created this earth. He created our bodies. We should be very thankful. They knew, the Father and the Son, they knew that Adam was going to fall. So before the foundation of the world, you know, he died in the spiritual world, and then it happened in the physical. So now his birth, that's why his birth is so, matter of fact, his birth is all over the world. every country celebrate Christmas. What other deity or god do everybody in the world celebrate? I don't know none. This God Jesus is major. His name is major. His name has always been there. His name is powerful. If you say God Jesus, we say God Jesus because everybody understands that. God Jesus is the original, but it doesn't matter. I'd rather use, a lot of times I use both. It doesn't matter. But as these people start migrating, that light got brighter. It got brighter. It got brighter. It got brighter. And then as it got brighter, and when it came to that time of almost the birth, and you know they was in a so-called cave, it was heated up there. Remember, this is September. It was heated up there because of God Jesus' light. And everybody came with presents. Now, this whole city was lit up for 2 years or more like that. Nobody could come and hurt God Jesus. You can't, because you have that Christ-like energy, that intelligence that would protect it. Mary, it's protecting that whole area around there. You can't mess with divine intelligence. Plus, you got Bogart angels around. You got destroying angels. You got judgment angels. Everybody was there. My sweetie was there. My sweetie was there. Everybody was there. The gods were there. People who got trained. Moses was there. Enoch and his family and his whole city was there. Everybody. The heavens opened up. The heavens were open. It was sort of like Adam and Eve's day. All this light, the heavens were open, the angels descending and ascending, all the angels walking around there. This was a glorified sight. Everybody was saying the name. Matter of fact, as he became born, and he came out, and he was a hot. And Mary, this was, it had to be a special being to take this child Jesus. And as he came out of her womb, it was easy because it was the light of Christ in charge. Remember, he was born with God Jesus' energy, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Shekinah. And as it came out, he illuminated and he laughed. Remember, he's a God. He talked. He was praising, giving praises and praising the energy and everything. And he was laughing and cracking jokes. This is God Jesus. He has a personality, you know. He's an individual. And he was levitating. Remember, he is a God. He's not a mortal. He's a God. So he's levitating. He's cracking jokes. He's having fun. He said, I am the light of the world. I am the truth. And people bowed down and worshiped this man. And remember, he was illuminated with light. It was so much light around there, people bowed. Then they started to chant his name. And as they chanted, they saw the light on them. Then they started to get into the light, the energy. And then the light is going from God Jesus. And then you have all these other heavenly buildings, you know, that's transferred. They have light. And then you got the heavens coming to light. It was some kind of festival. People were getting changed. People were getting healed there. It was like Pentecost. People were getting healed. People camped there for 2 years. You know, all kind of revelations come. So if you made it there, believe me, it would be a blessing. That's how churches should be today. Like Younger chose, you go there, staff of light in Korea. All this stuff is happening. If it is, you have miracles happen. All kind of miracles. People were being transfigured. People were becoming into gods. You know how we say our bodies start become rays of light? That's what was happening there. People were getting healed. It was a festival celebrating this guy Jesus. You know, he was having fun. He grew extra fast, too. Remember, he's a God in the flesh. God Jesus, man. God Jesus, baby. And so as people chanted his name, they said, if you would see the sight, all this going on, surely everybody there would be worshiping God Jesus. Everybody was worshiping God Jesus. If you see all this light, you see him with the light, you see the angels there, you see all these gods there, there'd be no doubt. You would have to worship him or you would have to get out. Because there's so much worship, so much light, anybody negative couldn't stand there. Like Harold, like they said, the king was him. He couldn't get in there. No way. It's too much light. It's too many angels. It's too many gods. It's a celebration. It's a celebration of the King of Kings being born on earth, the Lord of Lords, the conquering Lion of Judah. He's the only one can open up our seven seals. He's the only one to enlighten, to illuminate us. It's through him. His name is Papa. He's worthy of worship. We should definitely worship him. We're talking about worshiping the Holy Spirit, but he deserves worship. If it wasn't for him, we would not be here. We wouldn't have an earth. We wouldn't have a body. Case closed. We wouldn't be here.
That's right.
We would not be here. It's all because of Jah Jesusi, baby.
Jah Jesusi. It's the King of Glory, baby. Thank you, Jah Jesusi. Happy birthday, Jesusi, baby. We love you. We adore you. We worship you. We honor you, great King of Glory. Eternal, infinite majesty on high, thou glorious King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we adore thee. We thank you, Jesusi, baby. We love you, dear Savior. You are the living God, the Son of the Father. Glory and praise be to you forever and ever and ever. Amen. Eternal worship be to you. Eternal thanksgiving. Jah Jesusi. 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 Glory be. Jah Jesusi, praise be. Jah Jesusi, thanksgiving to you. Jah Jesusi, we love you, Jah Jesusi. We love your glorious name. Jah Jesusi, Jah Jesusi, Jah Jesusi, Jah Jesusi, Jah Jesusi. Greetings, my beautiful lovers. Yes, my beautiful sweethearts in the world. The word of truth is light. Whatsoever is light is spirit, even the spirit of Jesus Christ, God's Son, bearing witness to this truth. That the Son of God, the great, dynamic, mighty God, Jesusi Christ, the Son of the Father, this Jesusi Christ came with power and majesty, as my sweetheart brother has said, that the border of the great nation and state of Israel was all lit up. And when the sun set in the other world, part of the world, it did not set over there. And if it did set, the light of Christ illuminated so much, there was no darkness for 2 years plus tax. They were seeing all the radiant light. And it's amazing, if you get outside the border of Israel, it's dark. But you be right inside the border of Israel, it is all that light. That's why that nation shall be protected. There are people who want to blow Israel off the map. They're going to be in for a big surprise. Those DAs or destroying angels, they're going to tell the wicked ones that will go against Israel. They're going to say, April Fools, you think you're going to kill these people? And 90% of the heathens that go against Israel, they will fall under the mighty banner of Jehovah God. And Jehovah's army shall take care of those who go against the birthplace of our Lord and Savior, Jah Jesusi Christ. Jah Jesusi, it verifies it of the worship. As my brother said, you look in the first book of the chapter of the book of Hebrews. And I said it the other yesterdays and the other yester season, and I'll quote again on the first chapter, I'll quote sparingly 1 through 6. God, who at sundry times or past times has spoken to us unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in his last days spoken to us by his Son, Jah Jesusi Christ, whom God the Father has anointed Jesusi to be the heir of all things, by whom also Jesusi, he created the world, more than one, over gazillions. And through Jesusi, the light and manifestation of spirit came forth, and all worlds were made by Jesusi, and all men were made by this glorious King, Jesusi. And then Jesusi was going on down this, or the book of Hebrews was going on down to say, and God said in verse 6, and God, Jehovah, the great Father, he said, let all angels, all beings, everybody, spirit children, human children, pre-mortal children, angelic beings, God, sons of God, the Lord, transfigured beings, let all worship my Son, Jah Jesusi Christ, who is to come. Now that was given way back in the B.C. times, spoken of in the book of Hebrews, testified before Jesus to take on the physical form. And so the God the Father spoke and said, hey, get ready, spirit children, up in the heavenly realm. And we were all there. We were all there in spirit form. And we were excited And there were some who whoopsie-doopsie, because you had a choice. You had a choice in the heavens, like we have a choice on the earth. Many was excited for the coming king, and there were some that were jealous and angry and frustrated and against this coming king. And so God told the people, he said, hey, there is another being, a deity like myself. This is a distinct, separate personality, but one with eyes. This shall be called the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Worship ye him. So Jesus Christ, that is what the whole Christ story is about. If you don't worship Jesus Christ, then you're not celebrating Christmas. If you're not worshiping the King of Glory and you're not making the manifestation of that because Jesus Christ is so worthy, because Jesus Christ took on physical flesh. And like my father said, came inside the mother Maria's body and her womb, and it was such light inside of her. And like my brother said, the people were getting, they touched her stomach, and they were getting healings. And because of the radiant child that was in her, and then the radiant Holy Spirit. Now just think, she was a virgin. And that firstborn child was virgin birth, no sexual contact with any human. It was an energetic vibration of the Holy Ghost. And through the Holy Ghost, that energy injected the seed of God inside of her. So Jesus Christ came forth, and the scripture declares in the book of St. John, not of the will of flesh, nor of blood of man or one man, but of the seed of Almighty God. So the light of Christ put this sacred holy child inside of Mother Maria, which made her pure and blessed. And that's what all nations shall call her blessed. It is in the scriptures. It says, every nation shall call me blessed. Blessed am I among women. Blessed shall be the fruit of my womb, Jesus. And today, the Holy Catholic Church and a few others honor Mother Maria very highly, because the scriptures have to be fulfilled that all nations shall call her blessed. So she is a transfigured being. She did not die of physical death, and eventually she overcame and took her body with her into the heavens. And so therefore, this is the excitement, my beautiful children, as we worship and call on the name of the Son of God, Jesus, because Jesus has all this power, and the power to be forgiven is through Jesus Christ. The glory of the Christmas season is that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came down in glorious form, like in his Father. Now, his Father was up in the heavens. Everybody get it mixed up. They said, well, that was Jehovah came down. No, no, no. That was a distinct personality. A Jehovah God was in the heavens with a celestial body. Jesus Christ, he has a celestial body, a spirit body, and then he took on a human form, a human body. So, therefore, he's a great, cool dude, because he asked the Father, he pleaded and prayed to the Father, let me come down to redeem these peoples. And the Father said, no, you don't want to go to those heathens? He said, yes, I do. It is through Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ came to the earth, we have the power to go to heaven alive in our physical bodies. We do not have to croak, die, get old, and age it, because the blessed Jesus Christ, the sixth chapter of St. John declares, if you believe it in me, though you were dead, yes, sir, you live it. You live it and believe it in me, you shall never die. Jesus said, do you believe this? Because many people don't believe it today, because they go to religiosity and they just teach the dead dogma and they don't worship Jesus Christ. My sweethearts, Jesus Christ is truly worthy of worship. When you worship Jesus Christ, when you pray to Jesus Christ, you are automatically praying to God Jehovah. Because Jesus Christ declared, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It is a privilege and an honor to be able to serve the Son of God and to worship the Son of God. And Jesus Christ stated in the scripture that he that honors the Son, that honors the Father. He that honors not the Son does not have the Father nor the Son. So all the nations of the world, like my brother said, over there in the Thailand, this royal republic right here, and over there in ancient India and Europe continent, over there Scotland and Germany and all over the planet, and the ancient United States of America, before it was called the United States of America, where the beautiful red man derived. And the Central America and South America and all over the planet, the people got the revelation and the holy good news that the coming Messiah is here, the Messiah, the Son of the Highest, Jesus Christ. And so therefore, the long ancient prophets of old, they were so excited about the coming of the Son of God, they were worshiping him before he came. They had the full faith. But then this modern-day Christianity today, they don't worship Jesus Christ too much. Did you know that 98.7% of the Christians do not worship Jesus Christ? And some of them probably don't love Jesus Christ, not to condemning anyone, but it's just a wake-up call. The people, they need to wake up, and you want to be distinguished in who you worship and who you honor. If you are a true Christian, and if you are in the divine science and spirituality, where spirituality and science meet together, you will worship this great God, Jesusi, Christ, the Son of the Father. Because in worshiping the Son of the Father, just think, the Son of the Father became a human being, just like us. He is cool because he knows exactly what it feels like to be hungry, to be thirsty, to be sleepy. He knows all the weaknesses of the world, everything that humankind go through, every sin, every negative thought. Jesus Christ knows all about it, but yet without sin, because he is so perfect. That's why the Father authorizes us to worship the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So I here implore all the Christian churches of the world, all the nations of the world, to worship and bow before Jesus Christ. Because in the book of the Philippians, it says, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess, and they shall confess that Jesus Christ is Yahweh to the glory of God the Father. Because God has given Jesus Christ the name, which is above every name, that by, through, in the name of Jesus Christ, every knee will honor and bow before the Son of God. So therefore, you want to conquer the negative? You want to conquer the devil's call on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the giver of the Holy Spirit. It is through Jesus Christ that all things are accomplished. Oh, my Christian friends, of Islamic friends, Jewish friends, Buddhist friends, Taoism, Jainism, all the people, even Gnostics and agnostics, I speak unto you today to come to the living Jesus Christ. People here in Shangri-La, Thailand, got Christmas decorations already recognized, even in the Buddha lot. In the Buddhist temples, they got Christmas decorations. They are honoring the great Son of God, Jesus. Many of the Buddhists have been converted. They are now saying that Jesus Christ is the big Buddha. And that is really true, because Jesus Christ is very international. Jesus Christ is the Redeemer. Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God of very God, begotten and not made, eternal, one with Jehovah, and reigned with the Holy Ghost, manifested in the flesh, came into the world, preached unto the world, manifested and glorified by angels, and ascended up on high. So we are living in the great age today because Jesus Christ, think about it. Think about that name. Learn to love the name Jesus Christ. Jesusi. When you get in the dilemma, call on Jesusi. When you're feeling good, call on Jesusi. When you feel down and out, call on Jesusi. When you feel high and holy, call on Jesusi. Don't let no time go by that you don't call on Jesusi. Because when you call upon the Jesusi, everything will work together for the good to you. That the company of Jesusi Christ begins to feel good for you. And you begin to feel the power of the Son of God, and divine energy begin to manifest inside of your temple being, and you begin to get the divine high. This Christmas season, I tell you, my beautiful ones, we are excited, we are happy fired, because we're going to celebrate the Christmas season, August, September, October, November, December, and half of January and beyond. We get excited. We go 5 months plus tax. We don't just do 1 month. We don't just do 2 months. We start, like my brother said, we start right now, because the name of Jesus Christ will give it to Mother Maria for verification 50 days before his birth on August the 7th. And then the Holy Child came forth on the 27th of September. And so therefore, we give glory to Jesus Christ, because it's a happy time of the year, and we agree with the people in December. Like my brother said, we celebrate, we regulate, we celebrate, we confiscate, we emanate the great King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We confiscate the negative forces or the negative power from the devils, and we transmute it into the powers of Jesus Christ Almighty, because we win, baby. We are on top, because we got the confidence in the Son of God, Jesus Christ Almighty. And so therefore, because we got the divine confidence in the Son of God, Jesus, we just magnanimously praise Jesus' name. And we get excited, and we implore you to get excited. That's why we have the heart, the hair, angels sing with song with manifesting. We have the stream of songs of Christmas manifestation. And we have the carol of the bells coming up in the winter time. And we just glorify Jesus Christ, because just think. They were singing the song, Carol of the Bells. Sing a new song. Christmas is here. Word of good cheer. Jesus is near. Holy Ghost is power. All that kind of good stuff. Word of the Father manifested in the flesh. Came to them that bless the people of God. And so therefore, we are the happy people, because just think, our Savior, Jesus, came in human form. We serve a human God. Isn't that wonderful? He is happy. Jesus is happy. He is a glorified being. He is illuminated with light. And just think, when you look at the eyes of Jesus Christ today, you will see all the love of infinity, all the love of eternity, all the love of forgiveness is in the being, in the eyes of Jesus Christ. I guarantee it. I know it. I tell you, my beautiful one, that the coming of the Son of God is so powerful, and we have the power to see the Son of God. Even today, we don't have to wait till the end time of the come, or to the second coming of Jesus Christ. He will make a personal visitation to us, because he declared it in the Word of God. And the book of St. John, I will come to you. I will make personal visitation to you, and you will be able to see me and I can put my thumb on Jesus' chest, and I can thumb his nosy, because we are close. Jesus Christ, my divine elder brother, the savior of the universe, the savior of the world, the blesser of planet Earth, and so all praises be to the Son of God, the Sister of the Virgin, the King of the Kings, and the Lord of Lords, and the Cut of the Book of the Man, 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 the
Jesus, baby, we're going to take a break right now. Thank you, Jesus, baby.
Yes.
We're going to work with that.
Tell, tell, baby. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, baby. Glory to Jesus Christ Almighty. We are on fire for the Son of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we will continue to just continue to magnify the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. As the scripture declares, them that name the name of Jesus Christ shall receive power unto them, because they are named the name of the Son of God. And so therefore, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Messiah, lives inside of us, all around us, all through us. All ye saints of the world and all ye peoples of the world, get excited. At the point of sister say, let's get excited. I'm about to lose control, and I know I like it. So therefore, we are here to magnify the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and to just continue to let you know about the great Christless story. And we are also going to give you some information about the Gmail again, and the spelling of J-A-H-J-E-S-U-S. My brother's going to give some more on that and the address on that in a few seconds. But as we are getting that geared up and ready for, you know, Jesus Christ is powerful. You know, I tell you, as we call on that name, the name of Jesus Christ protects us, because, you know, the state government, some of them, they won't help you out if you get blind and you have a test, like a 2009, and you go for your eye test, and you bear witness that you have attained a blind eye situation, then they turn you down for the benefit. But as we trust in Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, Jesus can open doors that no man can shut. A lot of the state governments in America and throughout the world, they're acting like they're poor and under sequester. But you know what? The people did because they lack of the Son of God. It is time for the governments of the world and the nations of the world to rise up and worship and come and lock themselves to Jesus Christ. All praises, all glory, all magnanimous praises to the supreme glorious God, Jesus. As my brother has said, we worshiping a God, the King of the Earth, this Son of God, this Jesus. Jesus is not only a king and a priest and a prophet and all that good stuff. He is not only a Lord and a master, but he is the eternal Yahweh. He is the eternal God, just like Jehovah God. He is equal to the Father. Think about that. This Jesus Christ, radiant with all that light. That's why the emphasis is to worship Jesus Christ. This happy fella, this loving God, Savior, this beautiful Redeemer of the world is here, this light of the world, and that's why we thank you, our listeners, for listening to the program, because it helps you on yourself, because you can begin by never being caught up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you, we can find the joy beyond orthodoxy, beyond ritualism. This is not a ritual thing. You don't have to wait till December to celebrate the glory of Christ. That's why we celebrate the King of Glory living right within our being, the name of Jesus. Jay Susie,
baby. Yeah, we're gonna go right into the Gmail account because a lot of people have been trying to feel it's Son of God University at gmail.com, and Sun is S-U-N, the light and power of Jesus Christ. It's not S-O-N, it's S-U-N, the Sun, the light of Christ that's within each and every one of us. Remember, Jesus, when he pleaded with the Father, he also put that light of Christ inside of us, that Holy Ghost in each person. The spirit of him in each one, that's another thing he put in there. Because if we didn't have that, we couldn't overcome. Through that, when he put that in us, that's when we told you about the rebellion in heaven. They didn't like that. The angels didn't like that because, they can become gods. We have to serve them. The one that had an ego trip, oh, no. So basically, he put that in us, and that light of Christ, that power within us, that translates us. That helps us become a God as we be aware. We praise God Jesus, and we know that God Jesus' energy in us, going at the same time, that translates us. That changes us. Your all your weakness are dropped away. You don't have to take a class of how to forgive. You don't have to take this. That's free of charge. God Jesus' yoke is easy. Yeah, it's easy, God Jesus, baby. You, as you praise God Jesus, you know, your body starts to illuminate. Your fault starts to go away automatically. Isn't that easy? Or do you want to try the hard way? The pathway, the 32 paths or whatever it is. 22 paths. That's right, my brother. 22 paths. You want to try that way, the hard way? No. Jesus' way is the easy way. His way is the simplest way. He's the true God. Yes. As you praise his name, that's why this Christmas season is so wonderful, because you praise in his name. And as you praise and chant that name, your body starts to take on a new look. You start to come younger. You start getting stronger. You start to get seeing. Your eyes start to open up. Your third eye starts to open up. Everything starts to open up. Your discernment starts to come. The wisdom starts to come. Yes. The intelligence starts to come. The knowledge starts to flow in. Jesus, baby, is where it's at. Yes. Because if you ain't got Jesus, basically, you're a deadbeat. Let's be for real here. He's the true God. That's why Son of God is back on the scene here, because we're here to tell you the true God. Nobody else is. Everybody else is kind of sometime human and humming. They may say Jesus, but they're not telling the inner depths. They're not trying to tell you how you can step forth by yourself by knowing that God within you and the God in the heaven, how you praise that God and how you become illuminated, how you become a God, how you become, you should become rich. You should be rich. All Jesus wasn't a poor baby. I mean, all those presents that he got, he had so many gifts. You, all this gold and stuff, everybody said he's poor. Do you know how much stuff that he got at his birthday? That's why you think everybody's giving gifts and stuff. You know, he got a lot of gifts. Millions of people came. People were bringing stuff, gold, silver, frankincense, all kinds of stuff. He had so much stuff, he didn't know what to do. He's a rich king. He's not poor. He's not a skinny weakling thing. He's muscle bound. He's not no weakling person. You know, he's very strong stature.
Amen. Yes.
6'3", 6'4". He's not no wimp. He's very compassionate, but yet and still, he takes no stuff. People think he takes, no, he don't. He, you know, because Jesus is the one that would do the judgment. Because you know why the Father put it in there? Because he knows all about us. Because he has the body. He came in physical form. He knows our aches and pains. He knows how you feel when you have sexual urges. You know, he knows everything. That's why I say, when you talk to him, talk to him. Don't try to butter him up and try to say stuff that's not happening, try not to tell. He knows everything. But see, you have to confess for him to help. If you don't have a conversation with him, it's not going to do any good. You say, oh, he knows. Yeah, but you got to talk to him. If you don't say nothing, how he's going to hear you? You know, he's not going to assume, you know. But the point is that this mighty God, he's there for you. His spirit is in you. You're all equipped. What you waiting for? You got the tools. We're giving you how to operate it. You know, we're telling you how to use this. It's free of charge. It's always been free. We're telling you the knowledge how to do it. It's within you. Remember, it's written on the tablets of your heart. It's there, baby. Yes. Jesus is there. As you do the cross like the Catholics, the devils don't like that. That's another secret. You do the cross like the Catholics, every religion has something good. And they do not like you do the cross. Those demons get the hell out. You see in Jesus, oh, wait a minute. He's doing the cross? That reminds me of something. You know, so as you do the cross, as you chant that name, you're not going to have no negative force. You see all these houses being burnt, East LA, stuff like that. You can bet those are judgment angels. Something is not going right. It's not just arbitrary, it just happens. Things just don't happen. Jesus releases angels just as slowly and slowly. He's giving you a chance before that great light comes. Prepare yourself. Live right. Live true to the Holy Ghost. Live true to the spirit of truth within you. Everybody has that. The voice of Almighty Jesus in you. Listen to that voice. Go with the voice. It's always there. It's always telling you something. People say, something told me that. Who's that something? Give it a name. Jesus. Jesus. Give the name. You just don't say stuff. The Spirit, we say Holy Spirit sometimes, but mainly you got to give the name. Because when you give the name, that's the power.
Yes.
You know, people think, oh, the Scripture is the power. No.
No.
It's the name.
Yes.
If you don't have, if you're not saying the name, you can read all about it. You got to activate it in your life. Jaje Susi, baby. Jaje Susi. Jaje Susi. You should get up. Jaje Susi, baby. Yeah, I'm rolling with Jaje Susi. That's what I'm doing. I'm rolling every day with Jaje Susi. You know, and that's where it's at these days. You got to have it, because this world is going to, this is going to be happening. That's going to be happening. Where are you? Are you going fearful? Are you the fearful and trembling? They're the first one to go there.
Yes.
Are you fearful, you know, of stuff? Because stuff is going to happen. The earth's got to go through its changes. But if you enter Jesus, that powerful name will preserve you. That powerful name will tell you where to be. That powerful name will protect you. That powerful name will just, if you need a job, it'll get you a job. That powerful name will do everything for you. It knows everything you need. Like Jesus said, it knows how to feed the birds and everything. When you think a divine human being is not going to take care of you, it's going to take care of you. You got to listen to it. You got to listen to that voice of Jaje Susi. Start worshiping that Jaje Susi. This is his season of worship. Give him some worship. He deserves it. He deserves it.
Give it all to him.
Give it all to him. This is the season to it. That's why we have in this Christmas program is to worship Jesus. Jaje Susi, worship him. Praise him. Thank him. Thank him that you're alive. The prophets wanted to live in this day. This is a glorious day to live in. The Holy Ghost Day.
Yes.
That's the day we live in. And that's what we need to get into. Living into the Holy Ghost. Our mailing address, as people want to know, is P.O. Box 30817, Seattle, Washington, 98103. You'll be on the website pretty soon. People have been asking about it. That's it. That's the mailing address.
And also at the top, Son of God, like my brother
Yeah,
said,
Son of God University, you know, S-U-N. I told you that before. S-U-N. It's not S-O-N. It's S-U-N. P.O. Box 30817, Seattle, Washington, 98103. Jai Jesus, baby.
Yes, my beloved ones. And when you write that address, no matter where we are in the universe, we will get the information. When you write us, we have a United States address, but hey, we could be in Shangri-La, like here now, and we could be in the Philippines, or wherever we be, in Calcutta, India, wherever we may be, Scotland, and we could be over there in London, England, where it happened a couple of times, wherever we may be in Australia, you can write the United States of America Northwestern address, like my brother, you know, mentioned in the Seattle, Washington area, the glorious volcano state, and we will get it. And praise it to the Most High. So, you know, Jah Jesus is real. Like my brother was saying, we have many experiences. Like, I was diagnosed with eye condition, glaucoma back in 2009. And I'm surviving. I'm getting around. Because I know the blood and the light of Jesus Christ will bring my eyesight back to 100%. I have walked many streets in many lands. And cars were going hither and thither. And looked like this car hit me, but it didn't. It looked like it went through me. And I was chanting the name of Jah Jesus. And I stood there, and all traffic on all four streets, they stop and they look and they say, "What the foley?" Of course, they use some other terminology, which I will not say, but they were tripping. And another guy said, "Look like I done seen a ghost." I said, "You did. You saw the Holy Ghost in action." And they were like, "Wow, I didn't feel like, for sure I hit you." I said, "No, it's like you went through me, because I was right there, and I felt the purging of the fire go through me to preserve me." So we are living witnesses, my love. We are living witnesses. Myself, my brother, we got many testimonies that many people that throughout the universe, the world, know about the protective and the gracious power of Jah Jesus Christ. This Jah Jesus, Merry Christmas, my loved ones. I tell you, just get stirred up, get magnified. Every time you wake up in the morning, give, like my brother said, give thanks to Jah Jesus. Get on your knees before you go to the toilet, the wee-wee. You go in there and you say, "Jah Jesus, thank you, baby." And if you can't wait, just go and whip it out or sit down and whatever, how you deposit your water or your urine or your feces, and just sit on that throne and ring and say, "Thank you, Jesus, baby. Thank you. My bowels is able to move." You know, there are millions of people whose bowels are locked up. They can't deposit. And there are many people that they cannot deposit the water, the urine, from their system. And it's not a good thing. So it is a good thing to give thanks to Jesus Christ for the health. Jesus Christ came into this world that we might be healthy. Jesus Christ Almighty came in the world that we might be young. We are to be young and beautiful and to be even healed of all things. And we have the full faith. You see, nothing is impossible with Jesus. And with my eye condition, I begin to see a lot of the power. You know, it's like I'm thankful that this happened, and I'm thankful that it'll be gone. You know, because it's like, whoa, we got to totally depend on Jesus Christ. Jah Jesus Christ, a mighty God, a young God, handsome, attractive, all-powerful, almighty, all-knowing, all-loving, all-compassionate, and all-merciful. So, like my brother was saying, to do the problems of the sign of the cross is powerful. Because like when I was crossing that street that time, and I, you know, you do the cross, you take your right hand, and you take your finger, put it on your forehead, you know, and then you go down to your belly button, and then you cross the shoulder, and that shoulder, and you can be saying, "In the name of Jah Jesus Christ," or you can say, "Nominus Patris, speak to him in the Patris," and then you can go to the El Son, Jah Jesus Christ, and the Nominus Patris, the Holy Spirit. And some people, they do it that way. But whatever you do, you magnify the name of Jesus Christ and the power of Jesus Christ. And because in the book of the Thecla, the book of Thecla in the last books of the Bible, it states that this beautiful Saint Thecla was a lover of Jesus Christ, and she worshipped Jesus Christ. And she kept her purity from her youth up. And these, I believe, three men went to ravish her body and to rape her. And she had on a beautiful veil and her beautiful clothing. And she prayed to the Almighty. She said, "Oh, Lord God Almighty, in the name of your beloved Son, God Jesus Christ Almighty, let not this man ravish my body." She prayed out loud and they heard it. "May you protect me. I have been chastity from my youth up. And I want to maintain my chastity now. Oh, great Jesus Christ. Thank you, great Jesus Christ, for your almighty protection." After she prayed that holy prayer, there was a big rock, and up there in the mountain, and that rock opened up. That's amazing. It opened inside out, and she was told to enter inside the rock. She entered inside the rock, and then as the rock was closing, one of the guys went to the graver, and they only got a veil of her, that she had on her hair, and the rock closed up with fire and light. That lady was translated that particular day, and those wicked men were allowed to witness and see that and say, "Wow, did you see that dude? That's heavy duty. That woman was taken inside the rock and illuminated by the light of Christ. This Jesus Christ is all powerful. This holy child, this holy baby whom we celebrate today is a mighty God, a living God, equal to the Father Jehovah." That's why we know in our hearts that Jesus Christ is real. 1 John 5:20, it says, "If we have come to the Son of God to know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life."
Yeah, Jesus, baby, you got that right. This is the true God and eternal life.
Yes.
We come to tell you to worship this Jesus.
Yes.
Worship him extremely. We need, especially in America, to get on the bandwagon. We are the promised land here.
Yes.
Let's get up and start worshiping Jah Jesus.
Yes.
Let's do a shout for Jah Jesus.
Yes.
Let's start worshiping in our hearts. It's not necessary that you go to a church and worship.
Right.
The main worship is in your heart.
Yes.
It's in your closet. He said, "Go into your closet and worship." That's into your consciousness. See, everything
yes.
is within.
Amen.
You worship Jah Jesus within yourself. Your mind, spirit, and body. I love him with all my mind, spirit. That's the thing to Jah Jesus. You know, you're worshiping him. Learn to worship this. Spend time in worshiping Jah Jesus. He will give you all kinds of revelations, all kinds of energy. He'll energize your body. You're energized. Matter of fact, after you get through stillness, you'll feel so energized. You have more energy than before, and then you'll start doing it more regularly because that illuminated fire, that Holy Ghost will start coming. As you praise Jah Jesus, as you ask him to forgive you for your sins, to go through the regular things as we do, you ask him to forgive you as your sins, the salvation package. Then after that, you start praising Jesus, and then also all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost falls upon you. And this can happen anywhere. It has to be a church building. It can happen anywhere because the Holy Ghost is present everywhere. Jesus knows, and Jesus is a God. Check this out. Jesus knows what everybody is doing and thinking at one time. That's some kind of God. And he's over billions of worlds. This is his favorite because he came down as a baby. And we should give him praise and glory for doing that. He loves us so he sacrificed the blood for us. He came down in human form.
Yes.
He pleaded with the Father to do this. So we are on this earth for one reason, to overcome.
Amen.
To become gods and goddesses. That's the only reason. We're not here to come and work a job and stuff. That's good. We're supposed to work. That's the divine thing of working. Everybody works. The point is that as you work, you grow spiritually. It's an ongoing thing. You're always growing. So we're here to overcome in the flesh. We're here to take this body with us. This body doesn't fall down to the ground. And he gave us this body for a reason. It's a glorified body. We're here to glorify this body through the Holy Spirit. And as we glorify and glorify his name, our body starts to change. As we start to chant that name and worship him and feel that Holy Spirit, our bodies begin to change. Our weaknesses begin to fall off. And then all of a sudden, you're transfigured, just like Thecla, you know? She walked through the rock. You're transfigured, just like Anna Lee, just like Christine Mercy, just like all these gods, Zoroaster. They were transfigured. Lord Krishna, Lord Buddha, they got the revelation of Jah Jesus. All of them did. Mohammed, all of them. It's all about Jah Jesus. I don't care what religion you're in. And honestly, try it for yourself. Don't believe what I say. Don't put your trust in armor flesh. Cursed is he that put his trust in armor flesh, the scripture says.
Yes.
You don't put your trust in it. You try it for yourself. You go out and try it for yourself. You live your life through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what's going to be happening nowadays. This is 2013. Jesus was the 13th one. We're walking in the power of Jesus. And that's where it's at. We have the power. We have everything within us. That's all you have. You have the living scriptures within you. You have the living word. You are the word. The word is talking to you all the time. It's telling you what to do, what not to do. It's telling you a good job. It's telling you you did wrong. It's comforting you. It's spanking you. It's doing everything. You need this word. It's in you. Cherish it. It's delicate. Love it. It's Jesus in you. Praise to Jesus in heaven. Bow down. Worship him. Tell him how grateful you are. He'll be jumping for joy. Come on, let's get with it, my brothers and sisters. As we sign off here, we love you. We praise the Jesus in the heavens. We praise the Jesus Spirit within us. It's an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing thing. We've been in this for years.
Yes.
You know, almost half a century, seem like. But the point is, praising Jesus is where it's at. Use the name. The name is powerful.
Jesus,
baby. All right, Don, take us out. Namaste.
Namaste. Alakato. Carol with the bells. Glory to Jesus. Jesus, be thy.